Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and I'm here with Miss Naturally Nay.
Hello.
Modest Media.
Yo, what's good?
All right. You good?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Hit up Yes. How you doing, man?
Present.
And Mike C-Town.
Yo.
Glad to have you back, bro.
Thank you.
And yes, we are here, of course, for another Frames Per Second trailer reaction. This one is, of course, you guys asked for, so of course we're going to give it to you for the new trailer for the Marvel superhero film Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2. And let's get into it, because we couldn't wait. Rod tried to get us to wait, usually.
He really didn't. I was trying to get y'all to wait. He really? Told me, Nay, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. This was a first.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. Usually you owe me.
I didn't think I would be that. I've been anticipating it.
Okay.
I think in the back of my mind I've been anticipating it, and then realizing until it actually dropped, I was like, oh shit, I gotta see that. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well then let's go around the room. Nay, what you think about it?
I was a little concerned about this film going in because of all this stuff. I think I said that on one of our reviews. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, this trailer did it for me. I cannot wait. I think I'm actually gonna dress up, put the Wakanda dots on my face. I'm gonna put a head wrap on my head the whole night. I'm gonna dress in the regalia. I've already heard you're supposed to wear all white to the film, and I'm gonna find my outfit now. I'm ready.
Oh, so you're going by yourself?
Perhaps. And I'm fine with that.
Yo,
you ain't doing that. You ain't doing that, bro.
Hell no. Hell no.
You're not going to wear your dashiki?
No way.
You got a dashiki?
I do.
A white one?
Not a... Oh, it is kind of cream, yeah. But I
do. I already got the outfit. Look, I got it laid out in print for him. He don't know it yet, but he's going to wear it.
We going to see our IG. He going to stand there like a goofball, too. Right by the poster.
Nah, he going to turn into a whole cinematic moment, just like he do everything, walking slow-mo.
Right. With a koofy on, too.
That's some sandals.
Yes.
To wear sandals?
I've heard that too.
I've heard that too.
They be wearing our shit?
Oh.
I was gonna say everybody wear what they wear.
Look.
Yo. Kim said it's reverse racism. Kim said all lives matter in this bitch. Fuck that.
Why is it offensive though?
Not because it's a
it has tribal meaning.
I'm trying to be more.
Kids say they wear jeans.
This is right.
Opinions of the Kenneth B.E.N.S. does not reflect the opinions and the thoughts of Frames Per Second. Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers got Nikes. Hell no.
Hey, y'all mad about the dashiki?
Can't suck on that shit.
Oh my god.
We were supposed to be brothers.
But I'm
not going to the theater in that. No. Mine was gifted to me, so I don't know if that counts or whatever from that tribe or whatever. So I don't know if that counts. But anyway, I will not be dressing up. I always thought people do what y'all do. This would be the only one I watch, I will say that. Like I won't watch any other trailers. So yeah, this will be. I think they nailed this one just to give you just enough, without giving it away. This will be the only one I watch. But nah, man, I thought they executed. And I was like, okay, they actually might pull this off. So yeah, that's what I thought of the trailer.
Hmm. How about you, Cam?
Yeah, look fine. I think that judging by the response, like, you know, my boys were talking about it. They were asking me if I watched it, and I was like, I ain't watched it yet, but they were talking about it a lot. So I think it definitely accomplished what I set out to accomplish, to generate buzz and excitement, you know, for the movie and stuff like that. So yeah, I thought it was okay.
Mike?
No, I loved it. I loved it. I thought, I didn't know anything about what was happening. I didn't know it was a trailer coming because I thought the movie hadn't even filmed yet. So I had no idea about anything concerning this film except for there were a whole lot of problems. And I thought they kicked Shuri out of it.
I think they did at one point.
So they brought her back at some point?
Yeah, it's a couple things that happened, yeah.
All right. Yeah, Coogan got arrested in Atlanta.
He got arrested. Oh, that was by that. That was some bullshit, though.
Yeah, but that was true. I think during the rapping stage.
You can't throw that out there like that. Coogan got arrested. You know, they make
he did.
But
on some goofy
shit. You have
to
specify that he did nothing wrong.
He didn't get arrested.
Wrong.
He got detained.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw
he did nothing wrong.
Yeah, he ain't do nothing wrong.
You gotta leave with that, Nick.
I mean, well, Martin Luther King got arrested too, but he ain't do nothing. We know he ain't do nothing wrong. Hey, but he got arrested. He got locked up.
Don't let me.
But go ahead. Finish your point.
That was my point. I really liked it. I knew nothing about it, so walking in, I was like, I didn't know that they were actually going to portray him as dead. I saw that as a rumor, but I thought it was just a rumor.
They did it the same way like they did Tony in Far From Home, right?
Well, Tony's not really dead though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know that they were gonna actually make him dead in the film, like the actual guy.
How else would you think they was gonna explain it?
Well, I think that was like all stupid of the questions.
I'm genuinely asking, that was
the question about the movie. Like, are they actually going to portray him as dead? Are they going to replace him? I think we said we weren't recasting him, but is somebody else going to be Black Panther, which they kind of allude to at the end?
Right.
But to show that they actually have Chadwick Boseman's character, T'Challa actually dying, I think this was, people were wondering that.
Like, thank you, not just me.
I'm surprised because I thought everybody, like,
There's no
other way you can walk. You can't walk around that. The man passed away.
But remember, people were pushing for them to at first they were saying don't recast because it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Then they said, well, Chadwick would want it to be recast. Right. So there was all this shit on, even though Twitter's not real life, but there was all this shit on Twitter where they were like, just recast him. So I thought they were still trying to decide what they were going to do. So when the trailer started and they showed him as actually dead, I was like, wow, that's.
Yeah, because I want to say like in the earlier stages, there's like they can't show him dead in the movie and he just passed away in real life.
Right.
I remember people were saying that.
Yeah, but I think that was more towards like when the movie was supposed to come out a lot earlier than what is coming out now.
Well, nevertheless, that was a thing. That
yeah, it was a conversation, I think they did right by pushing it back, obviously for other reasons as well, but pushing the back gave people time to kind of officially kind of grieve him. And we saw him in a couple other roles before we're coming back to this one.
Yeah, but the grieving is, I think, what changed people's minds. And they said, go ahead and recast it. So it's just interesting that they didn't go that route. That's all I'm saying.
I thought the trailer was really good. I think that what I feel like what I forgot, and maybe what some people forgot, that this cast outside of Chadwick Boseman was really stacked anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I forgot they even killed off Forrest Whitaker's character. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot he was in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they had a stack. They were like, they had enough people where you could take somebody off the board and it still be a great movie because you have a, like, the scene with Angela Bassett is like,
yeah.
I forgot, like, oh yeah, Angela Bassett is in this movie. Like, you can tap on her and say, like, act. Like, you don't have to just be a background right. character. Because obviously she's been background for most of this shit, in my opinion. But it's like, you can actually carry this whole movie if you wanted to. This part of the franchise with Marvel has a stacked cast already. Like, you got Lupita, you got, we mentioned, what was her name? Letitia, what was it?
Tisha Wright.
Tisha Wright.
Yeah.
You still got Cuz who, M'Baku.
Who's gotten bigger since this film.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and he can carry some stuff. And of course, they introducing somebody new in this too.
Oh, girl, what's her name from Walking Dead?
The one in the orange?
Walking Dead.
No, she been in that.
No,
Walking Dead. Machete? What's her name?
Come on,
Michonne's been in it. So, no.
What's her actress?
She got
what's
one, though.
Denai Guerrero.
Yeah, she's in it. Like, she's big.
Michael, but she hasn't gotten bigger.
Michaela Cohen. I was so
but she's an
excited.
Iconic person at this point because of Walking Dead.
We haven't seen her since Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
But who's Letitia? You said Letitia.
That's Shuri.
That's what I thought. She hasn't gotten bigger since this, has she?
She's been in several things since then.
Has she?
She was in that HBO, or not HBO, the Amazon whatever.
The Mystery Boat shit?
Yeah, she was in Death on the Nile. Okay. That was a major film. Like, she's been in other things.
Good for her. I didn't know that. Yeah,
she's been in a lot of other more independent things as well, too. So
I'm not destroy you.
I was so excited to see her. Now, the only thing that made me a little sad, because I still in my heart of hearts want her to play Storm whenever they redo Marvel or do X-Men. So I don't know if this like makes it a situation where she can't do that.
It's too late.
But I'm excited to see her in that.
Mm-hmm. But she's not going to be Storm, though, right?
No, they probably make X-Men.
Whoever this character is a real character for what I.
Yeah, they probably picking teenagers.
But yeah, I was excited to see her in it.
What did y'all think about the introduction to the new character slash I guess villain, who we see was getting born in water and shit like that, and he was coming out of water?
Hey, man, you better respect Namor's name. Oh, you call him the new guy?
Oh, that's what that is.
Are you? Oh, you only watched it once? Yeah, that's fucking Submariner.
Oh, okay.
All them blue people.
I don't know who that is.
You know, go ahead, explain it.
I mean, I don't know details. You might have to ask Jalen.
Was it?
You know, I do sex. So I don't know if y'all.
He a comic book dude. What Jalen? What do you do? He's like the Marvel Aquaman, right?
But he was before Aquaman, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's before
Aquaman. Yep.
It's way different than Aquaman. It's, no, it's the same. I'll be lying if I say it.
They're very similar.
Because he got Atlantis, right?
Yeah, but instead of like, he has a right. He has more of a right. Aquaman like works with humans. He really doesn't give a fuck about us. Like it's Atlantis all day. Mm-hmm. And that's,
so why he fucking with Wakanda?
That's the thing.
Because they can't swim, so he knew he was gonna win,
bro. You know what that thing is, bro? Because you know it's really this movie really black people versus Mexicans.
Jesus, we're not gonna do that. So I'm going to say this is the first Mexican.
He be stealing Reed Richards' girl and shit.
I don't blame him.
He used to steal suit all the time.
You saw him in this movie walking around with his drawers.
Man, yeah, man, he coming there.
They make
nothing wrong with him. He got some boxer briefs on, but. I'm just saying. It wasn't even a costume. He was in his underwear. What?
I don't know what's going on with y'all.
This is the first Mexican superhero. And the first thing.
Name
the
first was Mexican?
People, yeah, they making him Mexican. And the first people he fighting is black people.
I don't necessarily know. We don't know how the movie goes, but I will say that I've seen things online where like the Hispanic community is really happy about it because they're saying like the one that I saw on TikTok, I can't remember the user's name, but he was saying like with Black Panther being such a major film for the black race, for them to then incorporate other minorities is like we could have absolutely left this as just a black story. So for them to then bring in other people of color and it start with the Hispanic community, they really are appreciative of that. Now, I don't know if it's like a Mexican versus African or how that's going to tie into the story. But I do know that I think the Hispanic community is generally appreciative of the representation.
Well, I'm sure they're not gonna be Mexican fish people. Like, they're gonna be fucking.
I'm trying to figure this out.
No, I was gonna say
was that the only way I can see this go is
I'm so fucking ignorant.
I'm just saying they're not gonna identify as Mexican.
I mean, they did rule the world for a good minute.
Yeah, because they showed that Aztec pyramid. Right. Yeah. So they're clearly playing on that, mm-hmm. but. Even though what Ross said is fucking crazy, he's right. I don't think they're identifying.
Well, I was gonna say the only way it can work is if Ryan, like, because the first movie was about like, to me it was like African and African American mm-hmm. conversation. Now I feel like it's the black and brown conversation.
Why we gotta make it all?
I'm just saying that's what it's gonna be.
About the water, but you just.
That's what I'm seeing in the movie.
Because that happens in the comics.
It does.
Yeah, they don't like each other in the comics.
But I think it's gonna be another. But it's Ryan Coogler, he gonna put another little hit.
I hope he doesn't.
Oh, really?
I hope he does not make this a Mexican versus black people thing, because they're gonna end up being friends at the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna come together.
I don't think it's what he's doing. Unity. I think he's just casting. He's just trying to be inclusive by casting people that are underrepresented. That's all.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, I don't know if he has a race. He looks white. Asian in the comics to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He ain't Mexican.
But is he a descendant of Aztec?
No, I think they changed that. I think they retconned.
See, so there you go. So that he's not gonna make it no Mexican.
Yeah, I don't think the whole city of Atlanta is gonna be like that, is it?
They're all blue. The rest of them are blue.
So you can't really tell. So they are people of color.
He's half and half.
He's half blue.
Oh, he's half human.
No, he's half human, half. But he's also a mutant. So he's half human.
He checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was completely back in the day. It was a lot of Spaniards.
I didn't say nothing.
I could just tell by your face.
Cut it out.
You why are we this way, guys?
I can see him getting with a Mexican chick. back.
Probably Siri gonna marry his dad. His
mom? Nah, Siri, I don't think.
Or what's her name? Lupita?
Nah, I can't see Lupita doing it, but I can see Siri.
Somebody said Lupita pregnant with T'Challa baby.
Oh shit.
That's what I thought she was having a water. I thought she had a water birth at first.
That was Namor's mother.
I know, but I thought it was. I thought, you know, you and what kind of shit?
I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see a Lupita baby.
You don't want to see the lineage of T'Challa.
If you're killing him off, just let him die and let him be in peace. I don't.
I think
he's
gonna have like heir though. I think they're gonna do that. I can see them doing that. Well, like
they'll need one.
He was fucking with somebody on the side, and all of a sudden, you have a break baby.
We don't need this. That's. I don't think they're gonna do that.
Somebody got to be the king of Wakanda.
Shuri.
Yeah, Shuri is going to be the queen of Wakanda, I think.
Wait, Shuri is
they
Letitia?
Have a queen.
Yes. Yeah.
So I didn't get that. I got that she was going to be Ironheart.
No.
No, Ironheart is
the black chick.
Riri was the other black chick.
In the trailer.
That's the one in orange.
The one that they dap up.
The orange, okay. I didn't know who
that's Ironheart.
She had little puffs.
Oh, yeah, you probably didn't notice it because, like I said, you got to watch it a couple times.
Oh,
but you see her banging the little metal piece.
So Letitia did it. No. Shuri is creating it, though, right?
No, that was the other girl. I can see. I can see if you glanced. They sort of look similar. They could be sisters. Mm-mm. But no, that's actually Riri that's banging that piece of metal and the little iron heart falls out.
So that's Riri banging it.
That was an iron heart?
I thought that was a V.
No, that was a heart.
It's a heart.
It was a heart.
So wow.
That's the only way I figured out who she was. Because I was like, who's this other chick? And I was like, she's wearing a belly shirt? Who is this?
So you're saying that Shuri...
No, I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
So you're saying that the chick that Shuri dapped up is Riri?
Yes.
Got you. I didn't see Riri actually creating it. I thought it was Shuri creating it because she's like, she can do shit like that.
Now you're making me doubt myself. Maybe I was wrong.
Nah, you're probably right.
I'm pretty sure that was Riri that was banging that piece of metal.
I'm not saying that Riri won't get it.
All you saw was the black hand, right?
No, you see her. You see her face. You say it could have been Nigga Bird time? No, I'm pretty sure it was her. But no, look, you laughing, but I was just saying, nobody in Wakanda dressed like that. No, so I knew she had to be somebody special.
I just took it as what it was. I was like, Mike, fashion police.
No, man, I'm not making fun of her outfit. Like,
who wear a belly shirt in 2022?
No, who wears a belly shirt in Wakanda? Nobody dressed like that in Wakanda.
That's Wakanda, bro. It ain't Forever 21.
Y'all are
assholes. They in full suits.
Thank you. Everybody on Wakanda dressed a certain way.
She was like, what, Madeline? Different. That's what you're trying to say.
Hey, we should get too stuck on this,
y'all. Cause he's trying to make out like I'm being an asshole. I'm not. I just knew she was somebody special by the way she was dressed.
Damn.
All right, I hate you, Nick. I should have stayed home.
Who y'all think? Who do y'all think is the? Who y'all think is the next Black Panther?
No idea.
Is it somebody that we already know or somebody new?
I think it's that white dude from the first one that was playing the
machine.
What was his name? Agent what?
I think they're gonna bring back Killmonger.
I thought that too. Maybe that's why they're going to the water.
See if he's still out there.
No, for real. I thought see, I'm not even y'all always think I'm playing. Yeah. I'm on Rod's side. I did think that. Because when they were in the boat and the Atlanteans were attacking him, I was like, why would they be in the water?
Yeah.
And then I thought about Killmonger. Remember he said, bury me in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So maybe they threw him in the water. And maybe Letitia is going back to try to resurrect him.
Why would you resurrect the evil person and not somebody good? That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not answering this.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, like, it's...
I need you
I don't think
on.
He's going to be in this. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be
okay.
Him.
He's going to... Man, I
you think they're gonna bring Michael B back? He's doing Creed.
I do think
he could do this too.
That's what you're trying to say. He directed it too, Mike. He got a lot on his plate.
He needs to direct his ass over.
People love Killmonger.
They did.
He bringing Kang on Creed.
When you see the person at the end that does the that's clearly not Lupita.
How you know? She got a strong leg.
She's not shaped like Lupita.
So that didn't look like arm. A female person.
Say what?
All you see is like an arm.
It was
and
an arm and a leg.
You see arm, leg, and an ass. That's not Lupita.
You ain't see no ass.
Yes, you do see
no,
ass.
No, you don't.
I see ass.
That's all leg and arm. But that didn't seem like a female.
No, it's definitely a female. I think that's Shuri.
You're right. That's what I will say that I don't really want to even guess at it. I want to sincerely be surprised by the movie.
I think
it's
Okoye, but.
You think it's Okoye?
That's why she's going to get her own little spinoff TV show.
That could be dope.
Who is that?
Storm?
Okoye is the who was Daniel Kaluuya's wife, who's the leader of the Dormilaje, right?
Yeah, Michonne.
Okay, all right, thank you. Oh, you think it's gonna be her?
Mm-hmm. It could go anyway. I don't know.
You can. No, like more I think about it, it can go.
That just didn't. That didn't look like Lupita to me. That's all.
Michonne as Black Panther. I mean, that would be That could work.
That's the reason why she ain't, well, damn, she coming back to Walking Dead, so maybe not.
She is?
Yes.
With a you know she spin-off. Is. You know she was. She was coming back.
You said for a spinoff or for like an episode?
No, it's a whole show. A whole Rick and Michonne show.
Rick and Michonne.
Rick and Morty.
That's all it is.
I don't want
it. But she ain't doing a trailer or just an announcement?
They posted on the Reddit thread like they got a announcement.
We knew that was gonna happen, y'all.
Not a whole.
No, we didn't. Mm-mm. We knew she was gonna come back for Rick's movie. The movies have been canceled. They're turning it into a TV show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My God. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the movie should have worked anyway. The more I thought about it, they just let it run.
Run too long. Yeah.
She could be a good Black Panther.
Yep.
I think.
I hope she is.
That's who you hope it is?
I hope it's either her. I'm curious to see what they're doing with Michaela Cohen's character. Like, who is she?
Michaela Cohen.
From I May Destroy You.
Oh, yeah. I think she's just part of the, I can never pronounce
Dora Milaje.
That ain't no ass, bro. You made it seem like.
What
it
was, is that? That's an ass.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like a, that's just.
It's an ass, Nick. Doodoo comes out of it.
Doodoo comes out
you
of it.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's Lupita. That's all I'm saying. It's not her shape. So it's either Shuri
can't tell that from that angle.
I can tell that's not Lupita's ass. And I'm not even trying to be misogynistic or anything.
Can you tell but, that it's a woman?
Yeah, I think it's a woman.
I think it's Killmonger.
I think it's a that is not Kill.
Let me see it.
Well, it could be Killmonger. But Kill, no, because the arms ain't that big. Look at the arms.
I haven't seen it.
You don't see the bicep, though. You just see the form.
No, you see bicep, look.
I mean, that is a bit, the ass is a little shapely.
But it's not as shapely, not to be an asshole, but it's not as shapely as Lupita. I don't think that's Lupita. I think that's either Shuri or somebody, or it could be.
You said it's a flat ass, so you're trying to tell me.
No, nigga,
I'm just not going to say nothing. Y'all are just rude.
He said, I know a Lupita ass. That got to be Leticia.
Be on that IG.
That
got
to be Leticia.
That's what he said. He's stupid as hell, bro. He's stupid. Dog.
My last question to y'all, though. Does this movie need to be better than the original? Or do they just need to land a plane? Like, from all the shit that we've been hearing about with all the production shit, with, you know, things going on with the real actors in this film, and then just, like, everything else that we've, you know, kind of discussed and touched on.
I don't think it has to be better. It just needs to be solid.
That part.
What's the bar for you? That's what I'm trying to get.
So the thing that I like about what I saw in the trailer is that it's stepping away from the silly stuff that they've been doing lately with the doors and with the Doctor Stranges. So now it's like we're gonna get something more serious, and that's what I've always liked about the Marvel series. So I do like that it felt a lot more serious than what we've been getting lately. So it's almost coming back to a form that I appreciate.
Yep, I'm with Rod.
You agree, Mike?
Oh yeah, I'm with Rod 100%. After that massive piece of diarrhea that was Thor.
You wasn't on the review, were you?
I didn't, probably wouldn't have done it even if I was still hanging out here, but no. after that trash that was Thor, I feel like there's not really a super high bar right now for Marvel. Mm. But I think that Ryan Coogler knows that a lot's on the line with Black people, and especially now that he's involved in the Mexican community, he has a lot riding on this. But I think it'll be good. I have no doubt that this will be a good movie. Nothing I saw in this trailer made me go, oh, I'm worried. It was before this trailer came out that I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
After this trailer dropped, I was like, oh, I'm on board.
Yeah. A lot of people have shared your same sentiments.
I actually think this is probably going to be better than the first one.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Ken, what do you think?
No, I don't really have any expectations. You know, it was a lot of mess going on, but at the end of the day, it's just, what do we get when they put it on the screen? So, I'll just wait and see what we get. Yeah, it's hard to judge.
And this is August, right?
No,
August.
November. 11/11.
Is that next year or this year?
This year.
This year. Yeah, I didn't know it was coming out.
That's what surprised me. I didn't know it was coming out this year. Yeah.
Now you feel the same way? Like they just gotta.
Yeah, it just has to be a solid movie. It doesn't have to exceed. I think, given everything that has gone on with simply losing Chadwick, if they're able to do a solid movie, then that's going to make it better than the first, because they were able to figure out a way to still make this movie work without the main character. And that's saying a lot. So, all they really have to do is stick the landing. And if they stick the landing, it'll automatically be better than the first.
The old lady died too from this.
She's not a witch doctor, but she was like a chief.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was leader of one of the other tribes. Mm-hmm. She passed too, and she's in the trailer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So this is gonna be good, man. I really think this.
I think Ryan Coogler, like, he super underrated.
He sounded confident that he would pull this off. Like, I remember when they first talked about it, it was just like, nah, he had a plan.
Don't they all feel that way though?
I don't know, like, how he was for something for their main character to die, like, to actually pass away in real life, to be as confident as he was that he can actually.
Yeah, because Taika wasn't talking that shit.
I wonder if
he's terrible anyway.
If he had if Chadwick let him know about his situation beforehand.
I thought he said he didn't.
I know they said that.
They said he didn't tell nobody.
I know that they said that he didn't tell anybody, but if he knew how ill he was and he knew that he had this whole franchise on his back, to me, especially with if Ryan Coogler was confident that he knew how to tell the story without Chadwick, I feel like maybe he had to have known something.
But Chadwick might not have known he was going to pass. He might have thought he was going to beat it. I don't know what type of cancer he had because they're so quiet.
Was it pancreas?
They're saying he kind of knew, I think. I think he was basically getting his affairs in order.
Yeah.
Because they say he found out when they were filming for Black Panther. I think it was like 2016, 2015 something like that.
He knew,
like,
he didn't have Civil War. So I could see him maybe telling Ryan Coogler, especially if he know this, after the success of the first one, okay, like, look, I'm not going to be around to,
or at least I may not.
Yeah, I may not be around to continue this role, or whatever. So his wills, because he was really confident that he could pull this off, and I was just like, I didn't understand.
Maybe he's just that good of a storyteller.
Is he that good of a storyteller so far?
I don't really know that much about him except for Black Panther. So
I mean, he did what, Fruitvale Station before Black Panther? Who?
The first Creed.
Oh, he did the first Creed? Yeah,
that's the best. That's the only Creed.
Yeah. He's okay.
And then he also.
He did? I didn't know that.
He's only done like 4 or 5 movies. Yeah. That. So this is, but now, like, most of his catalog is Marvel at this point.
I think even if he didn't have the confidence to pull this off, I don't think Marvel would let him fuck this up. Like, if they thought that there was a chance of this being, you know, debatable, then they probably would have got somebody else.
You know what, like, this one got me to thinking is, like, how do they connect it all with so many different directors and so many different directions of movies?
Thought the same thing.
They got to talk.
You did too? Yeah.
Talk to each other. Like, you have to talk to
each other. No, but you talking about the tone of all the movies?
Yeah.
Because after I saw Thor, I was like, how the fuck is this going to fit in with anything? And then with Ms. Marvel on top of that.
Yeah.
And then this, it's like the stories are just so all over the place.
Yes.
But they did that before in the Infinity Saga. There was different tones.
But they made it, you're right, they made it work.
I know that. But I'm saying, it made me wonder, like, how do they tie, like, is there like a room where it's like, okay, your movie has to have this underlining thing? And
If it connects, I think with, like you mentioned, with Black Panther being literally so far away from the MCU outside of the white man who works for the CIA or SHIELD or whatever, like, it's so far away, like, the tone doesn't have to match Thor, because, like, nothing that what he doing is going to affect what they got going on.
But the tone of the Black Panther movies, I feel like, matched Endgame and Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why they're bringing back the Russo brothers.
Well, it had to because everybody was meeting at those points. So you had to kind of set the tone. I think that's why maybe Black Panther was very, some people was like, he was kind of neutral. It felt neutral as far as some of his performances, because the environment had to be neutral for other characters to interact with it without it being like clashing.
I don't know. Sense. I'm just saying, I feel like you could, I feel like if somebody said before I knew Ryan Coogler was that the same person made all three of those films, I would have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone said, oh, the same guy that made Thor made Black Panther, I'd be like, what? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So maybe they're getting back to the serious, because that's why they're bringing the Russos back, because they stepped away from it.
You think they're bringing them back? Because
they are. They're doing the next 2 Avengers films.
No, they're not. They said
they were.
No.
Nah. You ain't got to say all that authority. I'm sorry, bro.
No.
He been upset for a whole hour, crunching his piece of paper.
Don't
like,
have
these niggas
I'm
wrong
with you. Don't make me sound crazy. So what?
Nigga, give us notes really before we shoot. I did see that.
Oh, I thought the Russos. I thought I saw something today. That
they
Russos were coming back.
They said they like. They said they would love to do Secret Wars.
Oh, maybe that's what I saw.
They said, but they said they're not attached. They haven't talked to Marvel. Well, that's what they say.
Okay, maybe that's what I saw an article and just didn't read the whole thing. That they want to do Secret Wars, not the other one.
No, not Kang. Kang is already signed to Shang-Chi.
Okay.
That's interesting that they gave him Kang though.
Well, it's better than fucking Taika doing it.
I would think Ryan Coogler would probably do something.
That's like how that. You pronounce his name, Taika.
Taika Waititi, I think.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I hope that's not wrong.
That's not what you said.
What did I say? I said Taika Waititi.
At Marvel films, at least.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was calling him all kinds.
Jojo Rabbit was great, so he's not bad.
And he did stuff on Mandalorian too, I thought.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
He was good at that.
He's just not good with you know. Anyways.
Any other thoughts on the Wakanda Forever trailer?
No, it looks promising.
Excited.
Looks promising. Here definitely looks promising.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah, that was.
You going to the theater to see it?
I don't know. I'm kind of off going to theaters right now, but I might. I live in a black area, though. I mean, I don't.
I'm really afraid to go on opening day. I'll say that.
I definitely won't do that.
Shit.
My mama was saying that.
I know it's going to be crazy, and I do not. Yeah. I just don't want to deal with it.
Opening weekend.
My mama was saying that. Well, my mama was saying it for a darker reason than that.
Yeah. If I was to go opening day, I probably would go late. Like, late when I don't think nobody's going to, not as many people are going to be there. But yeah, nah. That, in hell no. I know it's going to be crazy.
I got to go at, like, the first showing on a Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon or some shit like that.
I know it's gonna be crazy. Oh my god, right. People like me gonna be in that bitch watching.
and the cocaine white. That's how we pulling up names.
In the regalia,
she gonna have Dom looking like Casper.
Oh man.
Yes. Honey.
All right. Nah, it's cool though. It's cool.
Well, those are our thoughts on Wakanda Forever. Well, just the trailer. Please let us know what you guys think. FPS Podcast is our Reddit thread, but also subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/FPS Podcast. And we'll catch you on the next trailer reaction.